Hello, everyone, and welcome to day 19 or day 20. Oh my goodness! Oh my gosh! Right? It's day 20. It's day 20. It's day 20. And we are on our last 2 days. Isn't that something? It is our last 2 days together. And it's been quite an inspirational journey for me personally. A big part of that inspiration is witnessing you in your transformation. I'm welling up here as I've watched you move from skepticism to knowing, as I've witnessed you move from scared to confident, as I've watched you move from really, really not knowing what's next to standing on this new platform of knowing and trusting. And some of you are still on that path, and it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. Remember the divine tempo of your soul. Remember the soul timing. So wherever you're at on this path right now, if you're feeling like you're just getting an inkling, that's good enough. I'm not kidding. The inkling is good enough. The inkling is good enough. The inkling delivers the whole. So if you have an inkling that something is changing, if you have an inkling that you're knowing, your sense of knowing and trust in your journey is changing, it is. It is. The inkling is like a little scratch of a hologram that contains within it the entire hologram. So just having an inkling that there's a possible maybe is enough to turn on this new energy that is already within you. The last couple of days of this journey have been probably one of the most potent of any 21-day journey I've done so far, and I've done a couple now. Something has been preparing us for these last final days. Good morning, Maura. Something has been preparing us for this. We have been slowly but surely working our way through, playing our way through, unwinding our way through to get to this point where we can receive truly deep and potent understandings that in turn create deep and potent energies, that in turn create deep and potent understandings that allow the mind to now grasp that there's more going on than what we thought, that we are way more powerful than we ever imagined. And you now have these beautiful tools. Now, one of the tools that I did, by the way, I did a 1 hour, 90-minute recap of the 7 days for people who said they didn't have time, and it's actually yours as well. So in case you missed it, it's on the page. The downloads and the transcripts are there. I'm not sure if the transcripts are done yet. However, well, if you're listening to this later, it's all there. And I was reminded of one of the things we did in the first 7 days, which was it's just the facts. And so I wanted to make sure I also revisited that in our last 2 days. And we're going to do something. I'm being told and guided by your guides and by what I'm hearing that we, today at least, we're going to be focusing on manifesting, on creating, on understanding what resources and supply that we have. And before I get there, I just want to remind you of I'm taking notes so that I remember what we're talking about, because it kind of channels in and then my mind can't hook on it. So I write myself notes. Just the facts. Just the facts. It is a really incredible tool that you can use on your journey to no stress. How we get stressed out a lot of the time is when we focus on the huge story, on the drama of the story, on what happened to us, and how dare they? And it comes with blame and judgment, and it comes with this huge fantasy of what their attention was. And here at the end of the day, that was a my mind went way too fast for my voice. At the end of the day, we have no idea what someone else's intention is. We have no idea. We truly don't. It doesn't matter if we think, if it doesn't matter how long we've lived with them, it doesn't matter how their actions illustrate. We have no idea what another's intention is. No idea. There's this wonderful, sometimes I read Quora, and it's just people sharing. And Q-U-O-R-A, if you're interested. This flight attendant was sharing about how people treat her. And she said that through her 30-year career as a flight attendant, she said, I came to realize that the man who doesn't smile at me even when I smile at him and doesn't smile back, the woman who is frustrated and having temper tantrums, the other woman who's sullen, who seems to be sullen, she described these different people. She says, I came to find out that there was reasons why they were behaving the way they were behaving. The man had just lost someone very dear to him. The woman was terrified about this new place that she was going to. We have no idea what's happening in another person's mind. No idea. And so we don't know why they're behaving the way they're behaving. We don't know. Even if we think we do. Marion Williamson told a wonderful story about being in a hair salon, and this woman came in, and the hair salon kind of erupted, and people gathered around her, and she was Marion Williamson said she was weird. The woman was strange. She spoke strangely. The way that she reacted to people was really different, awkward. And she was judging this woman. She goes, well, she must be slow. She must have a lot of money. That's why everyone's liking her and attracted to her. And she came up with all of these reasons why this woman was attracting attention and judging and judging like crazy, which we tend to do. This is, you know, Marianne Williamson was being extremely authentic. And she came to find out that this woman was only well known because she had been caged away in a basement for her whole life, chained to, I think it was chained in a basement, in a closet, in a basement, in the dark for years and years and years, and didn't have any social interaction, didn't have any life to think of, and was finally saved when she was in her 20s or 30s. And so it all made sense. It all made sense now. What was going on with this woman? She was, she had no template for how to behave in the world. So we don't know. We don't know what's going on in another person's head or mind. We don't know why they're behaving. Mary told me a story about this. She was in a grocery store, and the grocery, the lady at the cash register was just really not being kind to people. She was rushing through things. She wasn't answering questions properly. And so someone came up to her, one of her coworkers came up to her and said, why are you here? And come to find out that her son had passed away, had been killed in a car accident. We don't know. We don't know. So if we can start from just the facts and making a new assumption, make a new assumption. We can do this for ourselves too, by the way. Make a new assumption that there's a really good reason why people are behaving the way they're behaving. Just making that fundamental assumption. There's a reason why they're behaving the way they're behaving. And the reason is something's happened in their life. And it may have happened decades before, as we now know, and it's created a whole pile of walnuts in their field of being, and they are in avoidance and reaction and crazy wild coping mechanisms that are keeping them in this reaction. Isn't that cool? And just imagine what it would be like to be in the presence of someone who doesn't take everything personally, Imagine being in the presence of someone who has space in their field for you to just be you, without judgment, without blame, without taking it on. That's who you can become now. And let me tell you, when you are that person, there is very little reaction or stress in your life, because the outside world, they no longer stress you out. They have a good reason for what they're doing. That assumption changes the angle of perception dramatically, so that you know are no longer at the effect of who they are. They are no longer affecting you. You are you, and they are them. There's this great scene in, I think I shared this with you once before. It's going to be hard to show on the audio, but you'll see this on the video. Years ago when I watched Roseanne. And it was two sisters, and you know, a bigger sister, a littler sister, one that was overweight, one that wasn't. It was very similar to my sister and I. My sister was a bigger person. And this was, I wasn't a bigger person for most of my life until recently. And so at one point, the sister, the older sister says, okay, wait a minute. You're you. And she's using her hands to kind of go up and down the other person's body. You're you. I'm me. And then is putting their hands on them. I'm me. This is me. You're you. I'm me. You're you. I'm me. Waving her hands back and forth, indicating that there's a you and there's a me. And it stuck with me because it's true. There's you and there's me. There's them, and they're doing their journey and their soul's dance, and there's us. And then at the exact same moment that is absolutely true, and we can start to have a new angle of perception that there is a really good reason why they're doing or behaving or acting or reacting the way they are. And in that moment, we're looking at the facts. The fact is, they're behaving in an unusual manner. The fact is, there's likely a reason why. That's the facts. The fact is, they aren't doing anything to you. They're simply expressing themselves. Fact. 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 Okay? So, if you look at just the facts of the situation, you can remove all the energy from the situation, and you can, as a result, feel differently about the situation. Now, at the same moment that they're them and you're you, you also, we discovered this in day 19, in yesterday's call, is that we are all connected. There's these beautiful light sinews that make us part of the web of all of humanity. So we're one. And here's the next piece. And as you start to get into spontaneous transformation technique, you're going to start understanding this even more, which is, that we are all connected and we all have our contribution to make in that connection. That we are part of something greater than us, and our individuated essence, the sliver of divinity that is us, is a contribution to the whole. And those people that you're pointing at and blaming, you might even think of some world leaders that you might be pointing at and blaming, they are part of the whole. There is a divine dance afoot. There is a divine dance afoot. And no matter what, there's some divine unfolding. There's some purpose. There's some reason. I trust your soul. I trust your soul's journey. I trust your soul's decisions. I trust my soul. I trust my soul's decisions that brought me here to this moment, to a moment of expansion that likely wouldn't have been possible without all those other things that happened to me, that are not me, happened to me, that created a forging that created me. The same thing with everyone else on the planet. And there's some interesting, unique, powerful unfolding that is afoot. And what if that's true? What if that's true? Now, one of the things I wanted to talk about today is what was in the homework in the email, which is divine supply. So we're going to have a little cognitive conversation about that and then go on a little journey, and we're probably going to go just a slight bit longer today on our last 2 days. I can't help myself. When our soul came to this planet, we came with a warehouse of resources that offer a solution, a resource, a support for every single possible challenge we could face in this lifetime. We came with this enormous warehouse of support, of things that we can use in any given moment. And the way to open that warehouse is to be in an open heart. To be in the place of trust that we are moving towards right now on this journey we've been together on for the last 20 days is to unwind and crack open those walnuts, those old beliefs, and give them the voice to finally feel and express and allow an unwinding that gives you space. And in that space, you have trust and faith and choice. And in that trust and faith and choice, your heart is now populated by you, and the population of you and the trust and the faith creates this energy that is unstoppable, creates this energy that is the key to open the warehouse. Dee Wallace said something interesting the other night on the Masterworks Healing membership site, a call. And again, there's someone that was sharing in the group here how great Masterworks Healing is. If you're interested in joining, it's masterworkshealing.com/special. We'll get you there. Thank you for the person who shared. It's a really cool site. But regardless, Dee said that God is absolutely here to help you. If you don't like the word God, replace it with divine or source, whatever works for you. God is here in absolute 100% support. And he supports everything that you think and hold your attention on. That's what he supports. So he says, you know best. So if you are in this place where you're starting to trust your life, God says, okay, good, and gives you more things to trust and says, yes, yes. And if you're pointing at everything that's wrong, God says, okay, got it. That's my message. I'm going to support you in what's wrong. It's just a vibrational match. And so when you have this energy of trust and faith in your field of being, that comes from unwinding some of this old thing, some of these old things. And if you don't have that right now, it's okay. It's okay. The vibration of one tiny positive unwinding is 1,000 times greater than the pointing at the blame. So don't all of a sudden freak out on yourself, which is a great mind-oriented avoidance tactics to say, oh, I'm a whole failure. What's the point? I just blamed myself. It's over. No, it's a moment of noticing. And when you turn it around, it's 1,000 times more powerful. So one unwinding, one, and it's not just a positive thought anymore. It's the core belief, the new neural pathway of your power and your brilliance and your magnificence is 1,000% greater than any negative belief once seen. Does that make sense? So the math is in your favor. That even if you think you're messing up, which isn't a mess up, and you blame or you go into reaction, and you are creating a vibration of that, by the way, you get to notice it. You get to notice what that feels like. You get to make a new choice in that moment. You get to pause. You have space in your field now to do that. And you get to use all the tools that we've given you, just the facts, your stress alleviator, your the many spontaneous transformations that we've gone through, and all the little needs expressed, the little diamonds that you experienced there, your beautiful a room full of your divine qualities, the cloaks that you can wear, your all of these amazing tools you can turn to now and use in any given moment. Right? And so that turn is 1,000 times greater and wipes out way more than anything that blame created. Now, that turning is another heart opening. And that choice now that you're in to keep choosing what's right, what's good, what's powerful, that is you. It's a choice of remembering truly, because it's already who you are. When you do that, it unlocks the heart more and more and more. And as you unlock that heart, the heart is this beautiful, it's kind of attached to the higher self, and it's this beautiful energy of manifestation, of creation itself, and it unlocks the warehouse. Now, not only is there a warehouse of resources that is unlocked through your amazing understanding of your great power and amazing magnificence, and I think I'm going to say amazing one more time, the amazing you, that unlocks the warehouse. Not only is that there, that, but there's this pile of good, a pile of Glenda Green calls it the adamantine particles. I love her book, Glenda Green's book. I can't remember what it's called. But it's a beautiful little book, and she talks about it as adamantine particles, and I love that. It's a pile. Some people see it as a pile of money, some people, but it's just your divine supply. And it's eternal and infinite. It's eternal and infinite. It doesn't end. It's the ever-filling up cup. Your divine supply is your supply. And that divine supply is made up of the gifts that you see around you in your life right now. You know, when we first started, again, I'm reminding you, I hope you're still doing this, what's right in your life? I mean, it's gotten to the point now where you're likely just being in that mode. But that's another important and powerful exercise to do every single day. What's right in your life? Another key that unlocks the warehouse that makes you become aware of your divine supply. What's right in your life? What's right in this moment? So your divine supply. And tap into this. We're gonna go right there. Okay? So if you want, you can go into your sacred chamber, you can go into the white space, but you can go just hold an intention and hold your attention on your divine supply. And it might be a place, it might just be a feeling, it might be a sensation, but just sense the divine supply. And that the divine supply is all the good in your life, what's right in your life is divine supply. So your home is divine supply. This moment is divine supply. This course is your divine supply. The people who love you are your divine supply. The new things that are showing up is divine supply. Your warehouse is divine supply. Money is just one tiny fraction of your divine supply. All of it in whole is your brilliant divine supply. You are being supplied and supported by your soul to the infinite and eternal levels always. Now just tap into that supply. It's real. It's real. Abraham Hicks talks about it. This pile of good, it's real. And it's just waiting for you to know it, to see it, to become aware of it. It's waiting for you to trust your soul. It's waiting for you to know who you are and remember who you are in your brilliance. It's waiting for you to stop fighting for your limitations. It's waiting for you to just be you, to be the great I am. So in the moment, just stand in front of your divine supply. Or sense your divine supply, whatever is working for you. Sense your divine supply. Stand in front of it or whatever it is for you. And just feel what that's like to know that there is this constant supply. And it might come in the form of support. It might come in the form of money. It might come in the form of love. It might come in the form of things. My father was really good at creating magical experiences. He wasn't the best at money, at the money part, and he had a lot of challenges in his life from the things he did. However, one of the things that he was magical at is creating the most amazing things. My parents went on cruises for free, five of them. They traveled all over the world in Europe free. They just manifested the wildest stuff. They got free tickets to theater constantly. They lived like millionaires with not much money. And it's because my dad had this beautiful glitch of just knowing that and trusting in that divine supply, and it just showed up. And so this divine supply is here for you. It's here for you, too. Everyone has it. And we can't access it when we are constantly pointing at what's wrong, what's upsetting, and how dare they, and what's wrong with them, and they have to change. Or we're constantly pointing at how much we suck, or we get angry at ourselves, and we judge ourselves. We can't access it. And now, what's different about this conversation at this point in our 21 days is that you now have ridiculous tools now to change your mind. So you now know that if you have a sense of not liking yourself or self-loathing or not feeling safe in the world or not liking a certain group of individuals in the world, you know that's yours. You know that's simply a walnut that's ready to be cracked open. So stand in front of your divine supply and know that you're here now. I mean, you made it to this moment where you can actually experience it. You can actually experience it right now. Right? Right now. You can experience your divine supply, knowing that it's for real. And the point, how do you unlock it? You just be you. You trust your path. You have this, and in that, there's this open heart. So, you know, part of the challenge I have with some, with the talking head model, which is, you know, it's in part why I have put Healing with the Masters on hiatus for a little while, is that the talking head can only take you so far. The conceptualization, the philosophy can only take you so far. At some point, we have to move from an intellectual conversation to a deepening, to a core opening, to a core unwinding, to accessing something much, much deeper than we possibly can with any vision board or with an affirmation. Not that they're bad. They're wonderful. They're stepping stones. But you're here right now in the core. So let's do a little process right now. And as I said, we're going to go a little bit longer today. Let's access right now your core and have this core relationship to your divine supply. So just imagine right now as you are in the presence of your divine supply, whatever that looks like for you, just notice right now it's as if you got these new glasses on of perception. And you can notice right now where you're open to the supply and where you're closed. Just notice it. Just notice it. Notice that it's as if you've got these special x-ray glasses on and you can see yourself, and if you want, you can look in a mirror or you can step outside of yourself and look back. But you can see the areas where you are in alignment, vibrational alignment with supply, and supply is activated, coming towards you, you're magnetizing it. And notice the areas where you're not. And there's nothing wrong with any of that, right? There's a really good reason why you're not. Got it? Nothing to judge or be upset about or be scared about. So in this moment, as you notice the areas where you're not open, just identify the emotion behind that. What is the emotion behind that? Not open to your divine supply. What is the feeling, the uncomfortable feeling? What is the uncomfortable emotion that's there? Yeah, so mine is lack of trust. That's mine. Not trusting. And, you know, when you identify the emotion, I immediately knew, oh, there's really good reasons why I would have lack of trust in divine supply. A lot of reasons, right? You have the same thing, right? A lot of reasons why you're having that emotion. So let's use that emotion. We'll do a little STT on that. Where is that emotion held in your physical body? Just notice where that lack, I'm going to notice where that lack of trust is held in my physical body. Yeah, it's definitely my heart. So bring your attention to that area, but you're going to bring the specific attention of the observer, okay? You're going to bring the attention of the observer. And as the observer, you're going to embody this beautiful, profound observer. And so feel what it feels like to be this neutral, still point of the observer that is there in support and compassion, but is detached, so that it's going to give this part of you that is feeling this emotion space to feel. Okay? So what's it feel like to be that embodied observer? What does it feel like to be that embodied observer? What does it feel like? That's it. Good. Right. Right there. Good. So now as the observer, and you're going to maintain this observer energy throughout the rest of the session here. As the observer, you're going to bring your attention to this area of your body. And you're going to notice that there's a younger version of you in that area. There's a little one right there. That's it. That's it. Good. That's it. There's a little one right there. Beautiful. And that beautiful little one, wow, just magnificent. This little one is magnificent. And you make yourself known to this little one as this beautiful observer. And the little one notices you in whatever way they need to. And if they're hiding, that's okay. If they're not wanting to look at you, that's okay. But you make yourself known, and you make yourself known as this powerful observer, like a guardian angel or a fairy godmother to them. So they get a sense that you're there to support, but giving them space because you're neutral. Got it? Good. And you're just going to maintain that neutrality throughout, because it's there to support them, that neutrality. So as you bring your attention to them, you get to just say to them, I'm here and I'm present and I'm not leaving you. I'm here for you. I'm here to support you and honor you, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right here with you, and I'm not leaving you. Yeah, that's it. And they start to really sense that. They start to really sense that you're here to support, and that they can feel you being in this somewhat detached mode, and they appreciate it because it's giving them space. And we just say to them, it's time to finally feel that feeling. So I would say to myself, it's time to really feel that lack of trust. I know you had really good reasons for feeling that. And it's time to finally express it. And we're going to explain this a little bit more, and you can repeat after me through your observer to your little one. The first time you felt this emotion, it was not safe to express the emotions. It wasn't safe to express. In fact, it might have even been dangerous. So you held on to this until this moment. And I thank you for doing that, because by holding on to it, it would have been too hard for us to express it, and you saved us. You saved us. You helped us to survive that moment. And I thank you for your amazing courage and your smarts for knowing exactly what to do to put this in a hard shell that protects us from the emotion. But it's now time to crack open that shell and finally feel these feelings and give voice to what was not appropriate to voice, was not safe more to voice in the moment it happened. So we just allow our little ones to finally feel. We just say to them, you have absolute permission now in this safe, safe space to feel, although you don't need our permission. That's it. And so we just allow them to finally express that emotions. And remember, you are the observer observing them feeling. You're observing. You're not feeling. They're feeling. Okay, got it? You're observing. They're feeling. You're the observer holding space in a way for them to feel. Finally, feel. And we just watch them express. And there might be an emotion under the original emotion even that they're now expressing. And we just allow them to feel and feel and feel and feel and feel and feel. And we say to them, I'm so sorry for what happened. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for what happened, sweet one. I'm so sorry. And of course you would feel that way. How else could you feel? Of course you would feel that way. That's an appropriate emotion. That's an appropriate reaction. That's exactly what was present, and it was real, and it was you, and it was right. Of course you would feel that way. I'm so sorry for what happened. And you get to just finally freaking feel that. I'm so sorry. And you are so loved. There is such love here for you. There's such admiration for your courage. And again, you can repeat after me to your little one. I'm so sorry, sweet one. And I see how incredibly courageous you've been and how powerful you've been in your courage. And I'm so sorry for what happened. And I love you so much. And you just share with them how much you love them. And you may notice that there is an energy of love also present that is moving in, loving them and honoring them and acknowledging them. And also has within it a frequency of allowing for them to continue to feel and express these feelings. I'm so sorry. I love you so much. And we can just share with them also that we are not asking them to change in any way. They don't have to change. They don't have to change. Just feel. Finally express what was not safe to feel before. And we just let them feel. And we love them, and we tell them how much we love them. In your own words, just share how much you love them. And it's good to feel, finally. There we go. There we go. That's it. And we love you, and the love is coming in so profoundly now. And their action of feeling, just finally feeling this, expressing this emotion, has created an ignition that allows this love to just flow in. And as the love flows in, as the love flows in, as the love flows in, it fills the space in such a way that allows the feelings to still be there, but the love to be greater than the feelings. So the significance is not lessened, but the significance in the face of this big, beautiful love that is here in their space, in their field, and honoring them, this love is more significant than the initial emotion. That's it. That's it. That's it. And we just love them, and we let them feel and feel and feel. There we go. And we notice there's a transition happening right now as the resolution is here. We notice that the love that is here contains within it this new understanding of divine supply. That the supply is there. That every moment of things and money and love that we've received is part of the love energy that is in divine supply. And we are supplied, this beautiful little one is supplied in this moment with exactly what she needs, which is this beautiful love energy and acknowledgement. And now we ask them a question. I keep saying her. I apologize to the men because I'm kind of doing my own process. We now ask this little one a question around all of this, around the divine supply, around all of it, around the initial emotion and the expression of that emotion, around all of it. What is it that you need now? What do you need now? We ask the little one, what do you need now? And they share what it is they need. and you get them to share with you, okay? So you're asking them, and they are sharing. Your mind isn't sharing. They are sharing with you. What is it that you need, little one? What do you need now? Around all of this, what do you need now? And listen. Yeah. And when you get the answer, you're going to ask them to show you, what would it be like to express that fully? What would, can you please show me? Ask them to show you. Can you please show me what it would be like if that was fully expressed? If that need were completely expressed, what would that be like? What would that be like if that need were fully expressed? Can you show me what that would be like? That's it. That's it. And just feel it. As they're showing you what it's like, just feel it. What's that like? What's that expression like? Describe it to yourself in this moment. What does it feel like? In your thoughts, in your emotions, in your body, what does it feel like? Describe it. And as you're feeling it, I want you to notice something, that as you're feeling this need expressed, as you feel it, it's actually, as you're noticing it, it's awakening it. As you're noticing it, shining the light of consciousness on it, which, as we all know, expands it. And as it expands, I want you to notice that you become the key that unlocks divine supply. Not that it is a lock on it. However, we become Harry Potter's magic wand. We become the wand, the creative source. We become aligned, which is kind of that key energy, with divine supply. We are now aligned with it. Feel that. Feel that. That in this expression that this little one just shared with us, we are now in alignment with divine supply. You got it? You got it? Yes, it's a big, it's big energy here. It's bringing such joy tears to my eyes. As you start to see, it's just you. You're amazing. Amazing. You are the key, the source, the wand. You are the divine supply. And just remembering who you are and cracking open these beautiful walnuts that were repressed and suppressed for a reason. Allows you to be more and more and more aligned with divine supply. So we let the little one go off and play. And we feel the energy that's still there. Because it's been unwound. It's alive now in us. It'll always be there now. And we just reflect on what it feels like to be this expression, this need expressed. And we feel the still point of this moment. We feel the still point that is integrating this within our field of being. Creating a ping in our universe that creates a ping outside of us that calls forth our divine supply. It's as if we've created this new neural pathway. It's not as if we have. We've created this new neural pathway, and it feels like we are standing upon a new platform of possibility. That's it. Beautiful. Thanks for going a little bit long with me today. I appreciate it. And last day tomorrow. You guys are doing amazing. And remember, this is also the last 2 days to register at the $100 discount for the Spontaneous Transformation Training. If you want to continue to crack some walnuts, this is the training that will show you how to continue that as a daily practice. Go to trainingstt.com to access that or click on any of the yellow buttons. That that will have you access that order form to join in the journey. Now, remember that the STT training program is already recorded. The audios are waiting for you. This is a home study program that you can go at your own pace. You get it now, you can do it in a month. You get it now, you can start today, whatever works for you. So trainingstt.com will get you there. And I'll see you tomorrow. Love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow for our last day together. Bye-bye.